Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to the first edition of the 2025-2026 Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Rob Cashel, Conference Commissioner, and very excited today to have two special guests, Corey Anderson, Athletic Director at Bushnell University, and Associate Athletic Director and Senior Women's Leader, Sarah Freeman, also from Bushnell. Thank you for joining the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Rob. Excited to be here.
Corey and Sarah, let's just jump right into this exciting day yesterday. Very special announcement. Bushnell University was named the NAIA School of Character for 2024-25. We had a great celebration there during your chapel. Corey, I'm going to start with you. Just tell me what this means to you guys as a university to receive this award.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't have a perfect answer for that because this happened yesterday. But it'll be interesting to see the impact that this does have. And it will definitely have a positive impact. But I know our administrative team, our advancement office, obviously this gives them something to talk about beyond the growth that is already happening here, not only with our population, but with grounds and buildings. But this gives them really something tangible to further talk with, you know, whether it's donors or alum or, you know, people in, you know, in business in the area. Obviously such a positive announcement yesterday for Bushnell and our campus and our campus community. So excited about that. But yeah, I started thinking, I was like, I wonder if this will have some sort of an impact on admission inquiries, you know, whether it's athletics or not. And both Sarah and I have privy whenever a student athlete fills one of those out, it comes to our inbox. So I'll be curious, am I going to see more of those in the coming weeks? Just because obviously this is a, you know, if I don't know anything and I see, hey, this, you know, Bushnell won this award, obviously it's all positive. I'm probably going to look into that school wherever I'm at, you know, and hey, oh, I'm on our website. I like what I see. Hey, I'm going to fill out an inquiry and send that off. So yeah, it'll just be interesting to see at that simple a form, will we see more inquiries into our, you know, into our coaches' boxes for different sports. So, but other than that, I mean, honestly, this was just yesterday, and yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time to process. And yesterday was a full day. Man, I was emotionally spent when that day, you know, when that ceremony and then, you know, kind of the after party out in the courtyard. Like, I came up here, both Sarah and I just sat there, and we were both like, okay. I'm tired.
Well, Sarah, I'm going to turn to you on this next question. You know, a lot of people asked, not only yesterday, but when the news were covering, you know, what does this all mean? What is this champion of character, school of character? And for those of us that have been in the NAIA for a long time, the champions of character program and all of that is really second nature, but it is hard to explain it sometimes to outsiders. But it fits so well within your guys' mission, not only as an athletic department, but as an institution. So can you help explain kind of that foundation, if you will, for folks that might be watching this that might have that same question? What does this mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to piggyback on what Corey was saying on your first question too, is like, what does this mean for us in general? I think more than anything, it's validation that what we believe, what we stand on, our principles, our values, it is something that's important to not just us, but it's also, you know, important to the NAIA. It's important to the Cascade Collegiate Conference. It's what we do anyway. So receiving an award for character, I think it's really, really special, but we didn't do any of this because we were hoping to get an award. I think for us, it's a lifetime achievement award. Corey and I have both been doing this at Bushnell since 2006. And so for 20 years, we have been working at this. And this is just a culmination of that, and our student athletes and our coaches and our community buying in and really owning what it means to not only be someone of strong character, but also being a beacon in our community. And so for us at Bushnell, that is our triathlete model. And that's how we approach athletics, is having an equal emphasis on academics, athletics, and character. So we put a huge emphasis and just priority on developing good human beings and student athletes who, while yes, on the court and on the course, we want the wins, we want the W, we want to have championships, and we're looking at win-loss records. But more important to us is how we're winning, how we're losing, how we're showing up in games. And then when the game's over, what does that mean for our students for the rest of their lives? And that hopefully what they learned with character development while they were at Bushnell and just us doing what we do will help them as they, it's the foundation for moving on after college. And so that's what we're, to be honest, it's more important than the actual game. We still want to win, but it's how we do things and why we do things that is what matters. And that's what I think that award, that, you know, the School of Character, that's why that means so much more to us than an individual team or an individual national championship, where we are very excited about those as well. But to have our entire community recognized for doing what we do and for being who we say we are going to be, I think that's the most important part. We can all have words and we can say certain things, but I think this award really just says that no, as beacons, we're backing that up and we're living out who we say we're going to be.
Yeah, and I think spending some time, I've been in the Morse Center countless times, but yesterday I spent a little more time kind of looking around at your banners that are hanging. You have a red banner from a national championship in your women's cross country. You have national appearances in the NAI in a multitude of sports. You have individual champions at the NAI level. And now you're going to have that gold banner that signifies this champion of character. And it just struck me of how that balance that you spoke to, the triathlete model, really has culminated and resonated throughout your campus. Could you talk a little bit about kind of what it means to you guys to, once you get the brackets all put together and everything, and actually hoist that gold banner in your gym?
Yeah, go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I was going to say, now, yeah, it's validating. We love that we got, you know, that award, but now that it's challenging, and this should be a continual reminder of this is who we are. And that's the standard that we have to live up to. And so we want our student athletes to wear the shirt that says School of Character. We want them to see the banner and then follow that up with their actions and how they're playing. And it could, you know, we'll have a target on our back because we're saying now, and the NAI has said, and the Cascade Conference has said, this is who you guys are. So we better act like it. And so that's, we've been challenging our teams as we've had team meetings with them. And Corey's been talking to him about this is, yeah, this is who we are. And for our returners who are continuing to do that, for all of our new student athletes, our transfers and our freshmen, like, this is the standard. And so we can point to that in the gym. Now you got to live it.
One of the things that I think we all acknowledged and even was said multiple times yesterday by President Womack, by Vice President Chesney Salee of the NAI, is that this is the only award in the NAI that actually recognizes an entire school. So can you tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of are these discussions happening at the cabinet level as well? Kind of, Sarah, what you're saying is, hey, this is who we are. We're not only living this in athletics, but we better live this in admissions, and we better live this in housing. And are those conversations happening at the cabinet level?
Well, we're not in cabinet, so I don't want to speak for them. But yeah, I mean, we're pretty intentional with all of our departments as a faith-based school. You know, we're trying to walk the walk and talk the talk. And so, yeah, I would say it's very intentional in every department at Bushnell. Obviously, with athletics, we are the front door we have more visibility, you know, just it's athletics. And so we know what we do is going to be seen and heard more than others. It's also going to have people's opinions, you know, because as Sarah said, I've been using this as the, you know, this as a Cascade Conference School of Character with during all of our team meetings this fall, because I could acknowledge that publicly because it had already been announced. But yeah, it's that we have now been honored as such. We better continue to act as such as well. And at the end of the day, we work with 18 to 23-year-olds. None of us are dumb. We know things still happen. You know, I think, too, we try to manage those situations that will continue to happen. But we also want to approach those from a holistic view of, okay, you screwed up, you made a mistake. How are we going to work with you individually to take that step forward, have repentance, understand what you did, be able to, but then also to be able to grow from it. I mean, the NAIA provides this opportunity through their programming. Hey, we get a kid with a red card. It allows us to meet with them and have them do something. I think they get to choose, you know, three or four things that they could do, but the NAIA is built for that. And so we definitely follow that, and we would be doing that anyways, even if it wasn't on a form. But yeah, so again, we work in a population that continues to be in growth. And so that's part of what we tell them and their parents as they're coming in here is, we're going to walk with you, whether it's on your faith development, your athletic development, your academic development. We're going to walk with you in life during these next, you know, whatever it may be, 2 or 3 or 4 years, some kids 5 or 6 years. And so, yeah, that's all part of our DNA. And so is our cabinet talking about this? Absolutely. Does the rest of our community and different departments talk about it? Yes, it's different. Again, we're the only ones that are in competition with the other schools in a forum that is live. And it is a forum that is for also for entertainment. And unfortunately, you know, the negative side of sports, and we don't really have it at the NAIA level or the you know, within our conference, is all the forums and, you know, people chatting away, or, you know, the social media stuff, it's everywhere, but there's a lot less of that here than at the high school level and or at the Division I level. So we kind of escape that. But yeah, we definitely make a point to move what we're doing forward.
I think, can I just add to that really quickly? I think that having a president of our university with Dr. Womack, who was a former college athlete, who has lived in the athletic world and in higher education for his entire life, is super helpful for us. And we're blessed to have that as our top-down leadership. And so we get the freedoms to run and to be able to develop our students because we do have support from Cabinet and our CFO and our VP for student development and our VP for enrollment, Michael Fuller, who actually brought both Corey and I into this. He was a huge part in how we even began doing what we do. And so with their leadership, we've been really given kind of the keys to go build this and to do what we do. So I think that our campus, and we have a huge population of student athletes. And so our faculty and staff, whether they liked it or not, they do like it, but our campus is so welcoming and so supportive of student athletes. And this is an environment where student athletes get to thrive, but all of our faculty work with student athletes, all of our staff work with student athletes. And so whenever we have interviews or any individuals on campus, it's like, yeah, if you want to work with student athletes, this is the place to be, because that's a huge part of our population. And so we feel that support. And also this award is a direct reflection of things that are also happening in the classroom and things that are happening in residents' life. We all have this mindset where we want, you know, to build our triathletes, and we can't do what we're doing to have our triathlete model if we're not having the collaboration with other departments on campus.
Well, yesterday was I felt being in the audience there and also Sarah helping you present some of the Cascade Awards, I just felt the excitement and the emotion just building each step as we went through, kind of the build up towards the big unveiling of the national award. But can you tell me a little bit about, and first of all, congratulations for you guys keeping it under wraps for as long as you did, and that's not easy to do in today's world. But was there anybody, a coach or somebody, a board member or a staff member or somebody that kind of their response to it or kind of their emotion of it kind of caught you off guard or you were surprised by or anything like that? Was there anybody on your coaching staff that you were like, oh man, this really affected them in a positive way?
Yeah, I got countless emails and texts, primarily professionally, because this didn't really get out there to, even my personal friends. I mean, unless I sent it to them, they wouldn't have seen it yesterday. So it was pretty cool. I think there's a lot of our faculty and staff. Sarah and I have been here for 20 years, so we're pretty well ingrained in relationships with all sorts of different people on campus. So yeah, there was a lot of people that were, I will say, people just really proud. Like it was fun for them. Like they've been, right alongside of us, for so many years, whether they're, a professor or in maintenance or in IT. I mean, there's been so many people that have, gone through good days and bad days with us. But yeah, I just think yesterday was just fun for them. And again, as you said, Rob, it was a secret. There was people on our admin team, our athletic admin, that didn't know this was happening. So, I mean, yeah, we did keep this thing under wraps pretty well. But yeah, there was a lot. Honestly, for me, it was probably Michael Fuller, our AV, a VP, but he used to be our VP. But as Sarah just said, he was the VP that brought Sarah and I in, and he and I together kind of re, you know, I don't want to say started because that wasn't the case, but we grew Bushnell Athletics together, and it was he and I that were doing the research between NAI and NCAA Division III and digging into Cascade Conference. And heck, Rob, I even helped. I was on the committee that hired you. So this has been, yeah. But I had a text last night from Michael that was so heartfelt of just an appreciation of getting to be a, knowing he was a part of this thing, because he was a part of, I mean, he was part of that, that initial growth. And yeah, so that was probably the one that was the most humbling for me to read, because how much it affected him. But yeah, it was just fun. Yesterday out in the courtyard, immediately when the ceremony was over, man, I honestly haven't felt this. Back in 2001, when I was a basketball coach at Marist and we won a state championship, man, I had bruises on my back from so many people. Great job, Anderson. So I got that a ton yesterday. It literally, I was kind of flashing back to, 25 years ago of, oh yeah, I haven't felt that in a long time. But yeah, it was super rewarding. And so many people on campus, this was, it was all of ours. So that's what was cool. Yes, if we want to, national championship in men's basketball, absolutely, that'd be huge. But this was all of ours, and I think that a lot of people felt that. And I know I tried to. I don't know if my words aren't always the best, but I tried to convey that, as during one during well during when I was up on the microphone.
And Sarah, talk a little bit about, we had such a great opportunity, even though they had been announced earlier in the year, but we had a great opportunity to recognize the Cascade Conference winners in front of basically the entire campus. Tell me how that felt for you. I know it was great for me to be there and be part of that.
Yeah, I love that we got to do that because these awards are so important and so coveted and valued. And so when they come out in late spring, early summer, we all push them out on social media and we get to, get a plaque at some point. Sometimes schools are able to then present them publicly, sometimes you're not.
Right.
And so for us to have the opportunity to one, present them publicly within our community, but also to have you there, which I think was so special. To have our commissioner representatives, these are the CCC awards, and to have you on stage was was really, really special for our students who were winning those awards and receiving those, but also for our community to be able to say, yeah, like, we're so proud of the work that they do. So I love that we got to publicly do that for them. And then again, I think it's another like call to action. And it is the like, look at all the awards that we won. We want to do that next year. So which of you are going to step up and which of you are going to continue to do what we do? Because again, I don't think we're doing this because of recognition, but you can look at our history, as you mentioned, when you were presenting, that we have a lot of the character awards. We have a lot of coach and team of character. And so we want to continue doing that, not for the award, but because it's who we are and what we do. But it's really fun to celebrate that publicly, and with you there just made it even better.
Yeah, it was great having the athletic training staff come up and accept their award. Kyle, who won the conference character award for coaching, and then also the track team that won the national award, as well as our conference award, and our two impact winners. And yeah, it was really great. And I hadn't forgotten that Samantha was working with Bushnell. I didn't know if she was going to be in the audience. So that was cool too, to see Samantha Silver, who really is part of that legacy, right? Of character driven athletics and the amazing work that she continues to do for Bushnell.
Yeah, she, it was funny. She came up afterwards and she was like, I didn't know like my name was going to be, you know, even said. And then someone looked at me and was like, is that you? And she was like, yeah, that was me. But, and that's also part of, humbly, she will never stand up and take a ton of credit, but she's a huge part of why we received this award. All of the things that have gone into this over the years, the success we have on the character development side, to have a Sam Silver who, as a student, created a program so that every one of our teams is a team counselor and that we've normalized mental health resources. And she now works full time on campus partially as our student athlete mental health coordinator, but also in our counseling center and overseeing our counseling center. So our students are well connected there. And that's just part of how we take care of our students and how we help them build holistically as humans. So yeah, our counseling center is a huge part of the award winning, but yeah, we have a long history of having good character development that has gotten us to this point, and we'll continue to run with it.
Well, and I think I'm going to go back to President Womack a little bit, because you mentioned, Sarah and Corey, both mentioned how valuable it's been to have President Womack lead your university, his background in athletics, not only as a player, but he's had children that have played collegiately. His son, Jamie, is your head baseball coach. But he's been so involved at the NAIA level, and he was on the Champions of Character Committee for a number of years as well. Having presidential leadership that gets it and is willing to invest some time, because we all know presidents have busy, busy lives. They're being tugged at in every direction now more than ever before. But for Joe to invest his time in the NAIA, I'm sure made you guys very proud. Corey, that had to be something that was just so welcoming to for you.
Oh, 100%. Like at the end of the day, I didn't have to explain this award to our president. Like, just as simple as that goes. Yeah, no, but having Joe, and he's in his, you know, 15th year as our president, and obviously with his family lineage, it's longer than that here. But yeah, no, to have a president that gets it. And again, he lived the life. So he and while I don't have a direct report with President Womack, I sort of do, just because whether I'm, you know, talking to my VP, Jocelyn Hubbs, or I'm talking to Joe, it's an easy conversation. I can call Joe up on anything athletics. And again, I don't have to explain it to him. So, and I know that's somewhat rare. And I have conversations with other ADs out there that are like, oh my goodness. But yeah, for us, yeah, he's definitely the right leader for our institution. And again, I speak about the athletic world, but it's our campus growth and, you know, just academic improvements and just so many things. So yeah, we're all at the right place, right time. God's put us together and on this timeline together, and it's been really beneficial to all of us involved with one another.
Sarah, I'm going to. I know both of you are heavily involved in the triathlete model and your programming, and but I know you carry a heavy load in the programming of all of this. So my next question is really, what's next? Because I also know your guys' hearts is not, hey, look at us, we won this big award, and you're not going to be packing the trophy around. It's really. It was very humbling for you all, and I think those of you that live this aren't necessarily always comfortable with the acknowledgement of we're living it, right? It's what you are supposed to do. As Corey said, it's in your DNA. But have you thought yet about, okay, how do we take this and how do we weave this into what we are doing now moving forward? Have you thought about that yet, or have you not had quite the time to do that?
No, and for us who've known, we've had a couple months to like think about how we continue to use this momentum and what we're doing next. And we were thinking about a couple of things before this was announced anyway, but we have two initiatives that we're starting this year because as you mentioned, we're like, what is the next thing? We can't just, rinse, repeat, or we'll get left behind. And so we are constantly trying to figure out what's the next thing. How do we build our student athletes into the leaders for tomorrow? And so for us, we have two initiatives that we've started this year, or are starting this year. One of them is we have a book that we're using that is our unifying theme for athletics. And it's Marcus Goody Goodloe and his book called Habits. And so we are going through that with our coaches every month, and we're going through that with our ASA leaders every month. And then we're making it visible for all of our student athletes and talking with them about it. So each like habits, there are six habits. It's each letter, there you go, for a visual aid. We have the book Habits. And so for every month, we're using a different habit. This is the first month, so it's H, and that habit is have fun. And so yesterday was a lot of fun, and we talk about that. So in our coaches meetings during the beginning of the month, we talk about how are we living out that habit? How are we incorporating that with our teams? And then we talk about with ASA, what does this look like for you, both within sport, where are we finding the joy, but then also outside of sport, and how are we building these habits as a student, as an athlete, and just as a member of our community? And so we're really looking forward to doing that this year and going through that book with basically our entire athletic department, and all of our student athletes. And so that's a fun initiative that we're doing. And then another one that I've started is called Beacon Wins, and the Wins is for women in sports. And so really putting together a group of female student athletes who are thinking about athletics vocationally. So part of what we want to do too is vocational training and talking with our student athletes about what does life look like? What is it that you're called to do? And so we have a lot of female student athletes who want to work in the arena of sport. And so being able to talk about the opportunities, talk about the challenges, and just dive into different areas within sport, whether it could be sport law, it could be being a coach, it could be just a female who wants to be involved some way in athletics. It doesn't have to be vocationally, but that's kind of what we're gearing it toward. So we're going to go through a different book. And in that book, it just has interviews with 40 different women who work in various arenas within athletics and kind of just talking through that this year. So we'll meet monthly to do that. And so that's just two of the initiatives that we're thinking about this year. I've already started like my mental ideas for next year on what books, what different things that we can do. But we'll continue to do the things that are pivotal to who we are and kind of in our DNA. So we have our Embrace the Community Day where all of our student athletes and all of our community will go out on this Thursday and serve in our community. We have canned food drive, and we kick off every year in the fall with a service project because as our student athletes are coming back, we want to bring them back for fellowship and for fun, but also like this is important to us. This is one of our pillars, so we're going to go serve. It's not about us. Let's go serve our community. That's how we're going to start the year off. So we have a number of those things that we already do and will continue to do. But yeah, excited about the new initiatives and starting the wheels turning for future ones as well.
Well, I love both of those. In particular, we had our conference meetings on Sunday, Monday, and I think you had mentioned looking around our room. There's a lot of women leaders in that room, which is great as well. And you also mentioned embrace the community. I also loved yesterday at the presentation that one of the first announcements from I think it was Jen Little. One of the first announcements was, "Hey, don't forget Thursday is ETC day, and here's what you do, and here's where we're going." So even in this moment of joyous celebration and kind of achievement, where you could, some people would sit back and say, "Hey, we've been there, done that." Not Bushnell. It's, "Hey, we're moving forward. We're continuing with our mission and our pillar." And I love that about that was very recognizable to me in the audience that we started with that announcement of, don't forget, embrace the community day, and here's the things you need to be doing. Corey, I'm gonna wrap it up with you a little bit, just and speak to really the relationship that you and Sarah have as really the main admin team, and there's been bits and pieces that have changed over the years, but you guys have been that foundation in athletics. And just tell me a little bit about that relationship and that working together and allowing for each other's strengths to shine through and really probably prop each other up in the weak areas.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, Sarah and I have had, this has been a great opportunity over the years to lead together. You know, when we first came in here, it was definitely, I didn't have somebody like Sarah, and I'd never had. I was a 10-year high school AD, and I literally, I don't want to say I did it by myself. I had an athletic trainer, and that's what I had. You know, so when I came in here, literally, we hired a sports information director and Nick Askew, and that was the first time I'd ever had a sports information director. I didn't have that in high school. And then hired an athletic trainer. So I kind of hired, and then Sarah kind of evolved into the job. I was also coaching basketball. And so as I became our head basketball coach, Sarah was I can't even say the athletic office, because it was a student life, student development, student life. What was it called? And Sarah was the front desk manager. And so I just kept putting more and more things on her desk because I couldn't do them. Like, I was like, I'm going to practice. Sarah, can you do this? And she kept doing them. So then, as the time, and she was amazing, but it was all behind the scenes things at the time. And so then, as I was moving into retiring as a basketball coach, part of my negotiation was, all right, I've d developed this person and Sarah as, you know, as an athletic. I don't even remember what it wasn't assistant athletic director right away, but it devolved into that. And Sarah's has been a blessing to work with. At the end of the day, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. And somehow with Freeman and I, ours match, you know, not our strengths and our weaknesses, but they flop. And so, like, Sarah has a great eye on the always looking down the road. I am definitely kind of the what's going on this week, let's go. And I operated at a very high level of excellence, but I don't always see out there, and Sarah does. And so, and Sarah too, very well spoken and well read. And I was kudo compliments to her yesterday, as I always do when she's up on stage and being prepared for speeches. I always find myself, if I write something, I read it, and I hate doing that. So I always have a couple bullet points in my head and I go for it. But yeah, no, Sarah and I, at the end of the day, we work well together. Our student athletes, they all kind of resonate with one of us, you know, because Sarah's like the sweet, nice one with snacks. I'm the one, if you're going to come in here, I might make fun of you for something out of love, but I'm quick to give you a quip. And so a lot of our people love coming in here because they know that Anderson's going to give me crap for something. But also, obviously, too, my background in athletics, I'm an old coach. I've been a long time AD. I think that I have a knack to being, whether it's our coaches or our student athletes, like, I've had those good days and bad days playing sports. So I'm not afraid to have those conversations either in the moment after a game, or it's, you know, I'll call them in my office. You know, I'll call them my office because I see them walk by my door and I'm like, hey, talked about the game last night, tough loss. And a lot of people, And sometimes tough losses, people are, that's like the plague. People are afraid to have those conversations. But again, I've been on the coaching side of that for many years. And again, Sarah is the nurturing one of the two of us, and she has those conversations with our male and female student athletes. And again, is more into the, I had this close to my desk here, but if Sarah's the one that leads that stuff, I would, if I was trying to lead a book review, would be pulling up old Sports Illustrateds, you know? So I, it's just not my thing. But I appreciate it. I always tell Sarah, I'm like the other day, we had, hopefully Goody's going to watch this. I'm promoting his book. We had this in a, in our staff meeting, and Sarah had this whole write-up on all these talking points on this book. I would have never done that, but I appreciate it because it forced me to go back and reread chapter one, have fun. And I was like, oh, so it was good for me, you know? So, but no, Sarah and I, we work well together. She's the more organized, more refined one. I am the one that normally, if someone needs to sweat and get dirty, that's me. I'm old school because I was a high school AD. I know how to wear all the hats, and I do. And yeah, Sarah, yeah, at the end of the day, we are, we work well together. Our people see that. Sometimes we can get in little disagreements. Sarah has acknowledged a long time ago, though, she knows often than not I'm right. And so then she. Wait. Oh, wait. I say I'm right. I feel. That's one of our sayings. I feel I'm right.
And we all know feelings sometimes lie to us.
Well, Corey, it's going to be a big shock to our audience that Sarah is more organized and refined than you. I think that may be the biggest shock of today for anybody
Usually.
who's watching this. Well, on behalf of the conference, I just want to thank you guys and again, acknowledge and congratulate you all on what a wonderful award for Bushnell University to be named the 2024-25 NAIA School of Character. Well done.
Hey, I do want to announce on that because we're reacting well to it. We got a photo shoot today at 4 o'clock. We're getting a billboard put together. So one of the electronic billboards right across the street. So, and that came from Michael Fuller. So he kind of was pressing buttons on that this morning. And so all of a sudden we're like, let's do it. So it'll be good because that'll be outside. We were on the news yesterday. I don't know how many people were watching the 12 o'clock news, but this will be a highly trafficked area here on Franklin. We're seeing this billboard. So that'll be kind of our announcement to Eugene about what this is. So then there'll be more people that are like, what did you win? Which is great. It allows the conversation to happen. Well, let me tell you about Bushnell University.
Well, and some people who watch this may not know, you literally are right next door to the University of Oregon. And anybody who follows athletics understands what that means in terms of Oregon athletics. And so, you know, for you guys to have some ability and opportunity to have the spotlight shined on Bushnell University is always a good thing. So
Yeah, 100%.
congratulations for that.
Yep,
Thank you, Rob.
100%.
Well, thank you guys again. This has been our first Cascade Connects for the 25-26 year. And on behalf of myself and our director, Courtney Blummer, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.